As you know, Associate Education Minister David Benson Pope stood down from his cabinet portfolios pending an inquiry into allegations he mistreated pupils when he was a teacher at Bayfield High School in the 1980s. These claims first surfaced in Parliament last week. Then Mr. Benson Pope categorically denied them. Then on Friday, we ran an interview with a former pupil. He said Mr. Benson Pope had caned him till he bled, that he was a bully. Again, Mr. Benson Pope denied these allegations. Last night, TV3 aired other pupils and other claims. Phil Weaver is one of those pupils. He lives in Australia now. And I spoke to him last night just an hour after the Associate Minister had stood down. I asked him first for his reaction to that.
I think that's excellent news.
He has not yet said he accepts all of this. As far as we know, he's still in the position where he denies the claims being made against him. But there's now to be an inquiry into this.
Okay. Well, that's interesting, yeah.
Is he the kind of person who should be an Associate Minister of Education?
No, I don't believe so, no.
So the denials, his denials, that he was involved in any mistreatment or assault on pupils, what do you say about that?
Well, that's ludicrous that he can deny that. I mean, I give the man credit where it's due. He's not stupid. He must be able to remember what he's done in his past, and it wasn't that long ago.
Well, let's talk about what you remember, particularly about this tennis ball incident, because this is the incident that was talked about in Parliament. What do you know about that?
Well, that I was the person that he done it to. And as I was aired on television, it was in one of his social studies classes, and the purpose behind it was to, as I recall, to stop me from talking in class.
So you were talking too much?
As I remember, yeah, and it would be like me to be doing as much.
And how did it start? I mean, how did we get to this point in this classroom?
I don't really know. He just had a thing with tennis balls, and he had them in his class. Now, if I remember correctly, I think at some stage he was actually he gave tennis lessons or something like that. But he always had tennis balls in his class, so that tended to be his favourite item and things like that. Like he would sling a tennis ball at someone if they weren't paying attention or talking, because it was something he had handy. Or he had another one that he had stabbed on the end of a arrow.
What kind of arrow?
Like a bow and arrow, an archery arrow.
And what did he do with that?
Well, that he used to use the arrow as the handle, if you like, and the ball on the end to bonk you on the head.
Let's go back to the incident with the tennis ball and you. What did he do exactly with the tennis ball?
He put it in my mouth so to stop me from talking.
And what were you doing at the time? Did you try and stop him?
I wasn't particularly keen on the idea, and I actually took the tennis ball out of my mouth, and that's where the it got put back in, and then my hands taped to the desk, so I couldn't take it out.
So both hands were taped how?
Palms down on the desktop, around across to the corners of the school desk, and taped around the corners across the top of my hands.
So your hands couldn't move at all?
No.
And then what?
Then sit and wait patiently until the class is finished, they take it out, so I could go to my next class.
So you waited. So how long do you think you were in that position with your hands strapped and a tennis ball in your mouth?
Yeah, well, that's hard to recall the exact time frame, but I mean, a class period at the time I think was about 40 minutes, and it wasn't right from the very beginning of the class, I don't think. So, maybe 30 minutes, something like that.
And he didn't take off the restraints and take out the ball until everyone else had left the class. Is that what you're saying to me?
Not until his class was finished, in which case, after that, we would go to another classroom for a different subject, whatever subject that might be.
And what happened then? You know, when he takes it off and he takes the ball out, what happened? What, was there any exchange between the two of you?
I don't really recall, to be honest. There's not really much you can say. He was the authority figure at the time. What can you do about it?
And how old were you?
I think I was 14. I started at that school when I was 13 years old, so it was somewhere between being 13 and 15, so I'm guessing around 14 years old.
Did you ever complain about this or tell anybody, you know, tell another teacher, tell your parents?
Not that I recall, no.
That seems strange now.
Wow. What's going to get done about it? In those days, those sort of carrying-ons were a lot more acceptable than what they are now. Things have changed a hell of a lot over the years. You know, there's no caning in schools anymore, for one. I mean, caning in those days was a regular event.
Well, that's a point that David Benson Pope made in Parliament last week, which was that, yes, he engaged in corporal punishment, but just like any teacher of his generation during that period of time.
Well, that's correct. Yeah, that's right. A lot of teachers did it in those days.
Was there something different about David Benson Pope?
The other teachers of the school were not like that. They were strict and they had their punishments, but they were in line with standard procedure for a teacher.
So what kind of teacher did you think he was?
I guess, and as a knowledgeable respect, he was a clever teacher in that respect. But when it came to discipline, or you know, some of his own personal views on how things should be done, I don't think he was very good at all.
He has challenged anyone to go to the police. I mean, he said, if these things are true, then it's assault. Go to the police, lay a complaint. To which you say what?
Well, if it has to be that way, it has to be that way.
So you'd consider going to the police and laying a complaint?
Well, up to now, I've never really seriously looked at it this way, but when I was heard this is all fabricated, that this never happened, I thought, well, it's only fair that I should actually speak up to say that, no, this is not fabricated, this is definitely true. I wouldn't go ahead and do something like this just to, how would you put it, in spite of someone.
Well, the Prime Minister said, look, this is election year, this is dirty politics. Are you part of a dirty political campaign?
No, I don't even follow politics. In fact, the only reason I got involved in this because I actually do know this teacher and these events that I've been questioned about did happen.
So the inquiry that's now been launched, will you cooperate with that if you're asked to?
Yeah, of course I will.
Because out of this, what do you want?
I don't really want anything, to be honest. I just want the truth to be told. And that's what I've done.
I appreciate your time. That was Phil Weaver, who is one of the former pupils of David Benson Pope, making these allegations now. And in response to those allegations, as you know, David Benson Pope has stood down. Listening to that has been another former pupil of the Associate, or the former Associate Education Minister. Jonathan Dupree was at the school, Bayfield High, between 1975 and 1979. He was taught German by David Benson Pope. He joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, was he a bully?
No, in my experience, he wasn't. As I said in my letter to the Dominion, I found the whole experience with David Benson Pope very positive. In fact, I used to enjoy his classes.
So is he one of the teachers, you know, we all have teachers that stick out in our minds that we remember. Is he one of those teachers for you?
Oh, definitely.
Because?
Well, he had a very jokey sort of style, very much Monty Python. And that was something that I and a lot of people in the class really warmed to. And as I said, I remember the German classes being very enjoyable. And I think he had a skill for recognising people who had talent, and if he knew you had talent, he expected great things from you.
And if you didn't?
Well, I think he was disappointed, but his whole style was not really to threaten. He used to joke and he used to encourage. And yes, I used to enjoy working and working hard, and I liked him to be proud of me.
The former pupil I spoke to on Friday morning said of David Benson Pope that there were certain boys he picked on. If you weren't very good at something, he picked on you. He made your life a misery, and he felt he was one of those boys. Did you ever see that? Did he pick on boys, some boys?
No, not that I recall.
So this whole business, the incident with the tennis ball we've just been hearing about, do you find that credible?
I'm surprised about it. He, like I say, had quite a Monty Python-esque style. The story I heard of him having a tennis ball on a stick and bopping people on the head with, I could believe that. The tennis ball incident, I mean, from what I heard, that happened after the time I was at Bayfield, so I never saw it. If it turns out to be true, I would be surprised and rather saddened by it, but I say that it takes more than one incident to make a bully, and in my experience, David Benson Pope is definitely not a bully.
Well, the pupils that have spoken out so far talk, all of them, talk of things like the fact that he carried tennis balls with him, he liked tennis, having tennis balls with him, he'd throw tennis balls at the legs of boys, for instance, that kind of stuff. Did that happen? Was that part of the jokiness of David Benson Pope?
No, I never saw that.
So what do you think about these claims, these other pupils?
It's hard to tell. All I can really say is that I never saw anything like that when I was at school, and that my experience was very positive.
I appreciate you joining us. Jonathan Dupree, another former pupil of David Benson Pope, wrote a letter to the Dominion Post this morning. That's how we heard of him. On the line now is Anne Pentecost. She was head of languages at the school when David Benson Pope was there, so effectively she was his boss. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What do you think of all of these allegations?
I think it's absolute nonsense. I've never saw anything like it. He was a fun teacher. He worked really hard. Yes, he coached tennis. Of course he had tennis balls. I never saw him throwing them at kids. He did other really good things too, like setting up the outdoor education program. All the fourth formers went down to Tautoko every year in two separate lots, and David was there every time, 10 days at a time. He helped build Tautoko. He set up the confidence course. He arranged for fifth formers to go tripping every year, and he went with them. He put a lot of time and effort into giving students a good experience.
Was he a hard disciplinarian?
Hard. We had school rules that he and I both thought should be followed.
And they allowed for what kind of disciplining?
Detention, as far as I remember.
But corporal punishment?
I don't remember, but in the early days there may well have been, but I don't actually remember David doing it, but he says he did. But I remember the principal and the assistant principal mostly doing the caning.
But in terms of his attitude, David Benson Pope's attitude to the pupils, do you think he was more tough, a harder disciplinarian than any of the other teachers at the school at the time?
No. In fact, his wife says I was tougher.
You say laughing.
Yeah.
So what do you think of the inquiry then?
I find it bizarre. I just can't understand it.
Can you think for a moment about what... I mean, if you're right in this, and it's too bizarre and it didn't happen, then what would motivate these former pupils to come forward?
Well, I can't say. I can't answer that. I don't know what's in their mind.
But it's very strange, isn't it?
It is very strange.
I mean, so many pupils, 5 so far.
Well, yes.
And not all great mates.
Mm-hmm.
Not all in contact with each other.
No. They were at one stage, though.
Well, they were all in class, but that isn't a lasting connection in all cases, is it?
No.
Were you ever aware of any complaints about Benson Pope from parents or pupils?
No, I wasn't, and they would have... I mean, I would have heard. No, I wasn't aware.
So they would have come to you?
Well, I would have thought so. I was his head of department, yes.
So what kind of teacher would you say he was, in conclusion?
Fun, enthusiastic and hardworking.
Nice talking to you.
And yes.
Anne Pentecost, who was David Benson Pope's boss at the school because she was the head of languages. Currently at Bayfield High, the principal is Dennis Slowley. He joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, your reaction now to the fact that there will be an inquiry into all of this?
I think an inquiry is good. I think in the end that's what needed to happen rather than just having allegations out there in the air. I've had a chance, though, to, again this morning, speak to staff who had worked with David, and some of my staff, in fact, were pupils under David. And just get a reaction from them, and also talk to them about what was happening.
And what do they say?
Once again, they're overwhelmingly positive about David and his teaching. They talk about his enthusiasm, but I support many of the things that Ann Pentecost was saying about how what a strong teacher he was. He certainly was a strong teacher. Inspired kids, there's no doubt about that. The staff who were here and who were pupils under him talked very positively about him.
Is it possible, I mean, given that those former pupils are now teachers at your school, they've done rather well in life, I mean, and they obviously liked and fitted into the education system. Is it possible that we're talking about a teacher here who was a good teacher if you were a good pupil, but who could be less than a good teacher if you were not a good pupil?
I think the thing is now that the, teachers are of a mind where if they were aware of something, they would have honestly told me. I don't think they're hiding things away. And their attitude is they had heard nothing of any of these incidents described by the guy Weaver. And so, is anything they're puzzled? Like me, they're a little bit concerned the way the publicity is spilling back into the modern school as compared to the school of 20 years ago. But they are, you know, they want it to be recorded that they are overwhelmingly in support of the things that David was doing as a teacher and is currently doing, or was currently doing as associate minister.
And in terms of what they say about his attitudes to corporal punishment at the time, do they say he was any harder than any other teacher?
No, they don't talk that way at all. They clearly there was caning in the school. Corporal punishment was the name of the game.
And Vincent Pope, Mr. Vincent Pope has said as
much. Yes, he said it himself, so there's no denying that. The thing is that they don't talk about him in those terms at all. They talk about him of being firm in class and firm that they should get on with things. But they certainly don't talk about cruelty.
Nice talking to you. Dennis Slowley is currently the principal of Bayfield High. This is the school kind of caught up in this, really. It's 26 minutes past.